Tov, Samer, Zayin, Sefer Aleph. Im Nimtzei Eschita, Bekua, Be'iso, Oy, Be'matza, Afuya. If someone found a swollen and cracked piece of wheat in a dough or in a matzah was already baked, Yosem, Imenuk, Deinet, Tilas, Mokim, Vashamuta. The rule is that something that's not cooked with water, here it's dry goods, just a dough, then we assume that the tam spreads out only the width of a thumb. That's Kedainet Tila. Those are more machmed, they have to be choshesh that it spread out in the entire Isa. They say because as you're doing the kneading, so that causes the chometz in this grain to spread around throughout the matzah. But Roy Lochish the Dvar, and the Mokim have said, Ruvu Vashas Tachak. The Chabba says, one should be choshesh to ask an entire matzah, unless there's a chshash of major loss or major need. The Ramos says, "V'cheinogim teicha Pesach le'esav oisem matzah shenimsu v'chita matirun sacheves." If it's found in Pesach, we machmir to answer that matzah. The Rambam says this matzah will machmir completely if it has a meruba, but he says that if it did not crack open yet, so it's less of a chashash that it's chometz. Therefore, it can be makel to have some meruba on that matzah. Matirun sacheves from other matzahs. Vein shenimsu ba'fuyo ichayu, whether it was found baked or raw. We assume that that grain fell into this matzah and it wasn't in the entire dough. Where I found it, that's where it was. The nims is the isa, isum kol isa. But if you found it in the dough, then what can you do? You have to ask an entire dough. The dav k'teich pesach. It's all as if it happened before Pesach. According to Pesach, in isvim v'agadein etila v'achinoi. If it was made before Pesach, even a matzah that was baked, it's enough just to break off around to the Kedain Atil, which we said is the width of a thumb, and that is enough, and everything else, even some drop of flavor, got its bottom before Pesach.